So this next article is all about being vaccinated. And the title of this article is called "Parents Let Enroll Their Child. She is Not Vaccinated. What Should You Do?" So basically, just to give you like a little overview before I go like into details with this article, is basically it's talking about what vaccinations do, how they can protect children if they are unable to receive the immunizations, the safety of vaccines, and overall just like giving you like the basic information of what you should do if you can vaccinate your child and if you can't vaccinate your child. So some of the topics that I found interesting in this article was the one called "What is Community Immunity?" So basically the overview of that like section of the article is basically talking about how if a large like community of like the kids or like the school is like immune to some of the like life-threatening diseases and they got vaccinated for it, basically they won't like get the disease. But if like one kid like didn't get the vaccination, they won't be as easy to contract to other people because they already got rid of like those germs where the one kid who isn't vaccinated doesn't have the germs. So basically, one quote or section that I found like really interesting was that there are some children who, for example, have a suppressed immune system and cannot safely take the vaccinations that are recommended for young children. However, if a large enough percentage of the population are immunized, the germs young children are protected against by way of vaccinations make it less likely that these germs will spread person to person. Therefore, with a significant percentage of the population immunized, it is less likely that an outbreak of a potential life-threatening disease will spread to unvaccinated children. Which I found that like really interesting because you would think that if there was maybe like a lot of kids who like weren't vaccinated, like they could give each other like the diseases, but like giving like the parents like a reassurance that most of the kids get vaccinated, that it would be okay if like an unvaccinated child would go into the school because they just can't receive the immunizations like correctly. And that's not the child's fault, nor is that the parent's fault. That's just basically how their body works, and I don't think that the parents should be mad about that at all because that's just ridiculous. Another interesting part of the article I thought was vaccine safety. So basically, to give like an overview of this like little section in the article, basically talks about how vaccines are like safe for like children and that like the vaccines that the children like receive at the young age like won't like give them the disease that the vaccine is like covering for. So yeah, but the part that I thought was like really interesting was talking about the safety of vaccines today. So the quote says, however, today the safety of vaccines that are administered to young children have been well documented in the literature. For example, in spite of the accusations that vaccinations are the cause of autism, there are no reliable evidence that current vaccinations can possibly do so. And I found that like really interesting because I have heard like in the news in the past and like kind of in like today's news that there's a lot of controversy over if vaccines like give children autism. And I mean, I feel like they can't really like do that to kids. Like, as they just said, like there's no like written proof of it. So basically, I think, in my opinion, since I'm like a vaccinated child, that it doesn't give you autism because, like, honestly, I don't know. I gotta edit that part out. I really don't think that it gives children like autism, so I like don't understand where like these people are coming from, but I guess I understand if I like kind of did like some more research about it because the article doesn't really like give much depth about the autism thing. But I'm sure if I was to research it more, that I could probably see why that these parents are like freaking out that these immunizations could be giving their children autism. The last interesting fact that I found in this article was under the protection for children unable to receive immunizations. And the quote in that section that I found interesting was, Human breast milk is recognized as the best nutritional source for the newborn and infant for the first 6 months of life. During infancy, breastfeeding also provides immune protection. Although evidence is not conclusive, there is enough evidence to advocate that breastfeeding may significantly strengthen the immune system of an infant who is unable to take vaccines against the diseases that most children in the U.S. are protected from via the recommended vaccines. Now, I found that really interesting because I never knew that human breast milk could actually do that for a kid, which I found like so fascinating because honestly, you learn something new every day, and I really just did it, especially about the human body. I knew beforehand though that like human breast milk is really like the best nutritional source for like an infant and stuff, but I just did not know that it could like help protect like the child from the vaccines that they can't get. Also, I just found it really interesting that the mother can really do that for like the child because I feel like it makes the mom feel a lot better that she's able to do this for her child instead of being able to give them the vaccines because like their body won't let them. So I feel like it gives the mom like a lot of reassurance that even though like her child cannot get that vaccine, that she literally is helping out by making her child have a very, very strong immune system, literally from birth because she was feeding her child breast milk. So overall, this article is saying that yes, you should put your unvaccinated child into an elementary school or into the early start childhood program because they're basically only putting themselves at risk, but they're not putting anybody else at risk unless they're also unvaccinated. So with the parents freaking out with their vaccinated child being put with an unvaccinated child, they have nothing to worry about. The vaccinated child will not get any of the diseases that the other unvaccinated child might be able to get. But a quote in this conclusion paragraph of the sentence basically states, when deciding whether or not to enroll a child in your program who does not have the recommended immunizations, bear in mind that this child only poses as a risk to other children who are also unvaccinated or otherwise not following the recommended immunization schedule. So basically, yeah, they're only putting themselves at risk, but they're also putting the other children who aren't vaccinated at risk. And if you look at it today, a lot of kids are vaccinated. So basically, you're only putting that child at risk, but they're also getting at if you breastfed your child, they will have a very, very strong immune system where they won't get those diseases that the vaccinations cover. So that's the end of my second podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I hope you kind of learned something new from this because I surely did reading this article, and I will catch you in my third podcast.